Well, good morning and happy Lord's Day. It is July 31st, the last day of July 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today, besides finishing out one more month of Bible reading, we are going to be picking up in Judges 14, Acts 18, Jeremiah 27, and Mark 13 today on the Lord's Day, last day of July. Let's pick up in Judges 14 today. Judges 14. And Samson went down to Timnath, and saw a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines, and he came up and told his father and his mother, and said, I have seen a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines. Now, therefore, get her for me to wife. And then his father and his mother said unto him, Is there never a woman among the daughters of thy brethren, or among all thy people, that thou goest to take a wife of the uncircumcised Philistines? And Samson said unto his father, Get her here, for she pleaseth me well. But his father and his mother knew not that it was the Lord that he sought an occasion against the Philistines. For at that time the Philistines had dominion over Israel. Then Samson went down and his father and his mother to Timnath, and came to the vineyard of Timnath, and behold, a young lion roared against him, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he rent him as he would rent a kid. And he had nothing in his hand, and he told not his father or his mother what he had done. And he went down and talked with the woman, and she pleased Samson well. And after a time he returned to her, and turned aside to see the carcass of the lion. And behold, there was a swarm of bees and honey in the carcass of the lion. And he took thereof in his hand, and went on eating, and came to his father and his mother, and he gave them, and they did eat, but he told them not that he had taken the honey out of the carcass of the lion. And so his father went down unto the woman, and Samson made a feast there, so used the young men to do. And it came to pass, when they saw him, they brought him 30 companions to be with him. And Samson said unto them, I will now put forth a riddle unto you. If ye can certainly declare it with me within the 7 days of the feast and find it out, then I will give you 30 sheets and 30 changes of garments. But if ye cannot declare it to me, then shall ye give me 30 sheets and 30 change of garments. And they said unto him, Put forth thy riddle, that we may hear it. And he said unto them, Out of the eater came forth meat, and out of the strong came forth sweetness. And they could not in 3 days expound the riddle. Came to pass on the seventh day that they said unto Samson's wife, Entice thy husband, that he may declare unto us the riddle, lest we burn thee and thy father's house with fire. Have ye called us to take that we have? Is it not so? And Samson's wife wept before him and said, Thou dost hate me, and lovest me not. Thou hast put forth a riddle unto the children of my people, and hast not told it to me. And he said unto her, Behold, I have not told it to my father nor my mother, and shall I tell it to thee? And she wept before him the 7 days, while their feast lasted. It came to pass on the seventh day that he told her, because she lay sore upon him. And she told the riddle to the children of her people, and the men of the city, and said unto him on the seventh day before the sun went down, What is sweeter than honey, and what is stronger than a lion? And he said unto them, If ye had not plowed with my heifer, ye had not found out my riddle. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he went down to Ashkelon, and slew 30 men of them, and took their spoil, and gave change of garments unto them, which expounded the riddle. And his anger was kindled, and he went up to his father's house. And Samson's wife was given to his companion, whom he had used as a friend. That was Judges chapter 14. Let's move on over to our next reading, Acts chapter 18. Acts 18 today. Acts 18, if I can find it. After these things, Paul departed from Athens and came to Corinth, and found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, lately come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because that Claudius had commanded all Jews to depart from Rome, and came unto them. And because he was of the same craft, he abode with them and wrought, for by their occupation they were tent makers. And he reasoned in the Sabbath on the synagogue, and persuaded the Jews and the Greeks. And when Silas and Timotheus were come to Macedonia, Paul was pressed in his spirit, and testified to the Jews that Jesus was Christ. And when they opposed themselves and blasphemed, he shook his raiment, and said unto them, Your blood be upon your heads, I am clean. From henceforth I will go unto the Gentiles. And he departed thence, and entered into a certain man's house named Justus, one who worshipped God, whose house joined hard to the synagogue. And Crispus, the chief ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord with all of his house, and many of the Corinthians hearing believed and were baptized. Then spake the Lord to Paul in the night by a vision, Be not afraid, but speak, and hold not thy peace, for I am with thee, and no man shall set on thee to hurt thee, for I have much people in this city. And he continued there a year and 6 months, teaching the word of God among them. And when Gallio was deputy of Achaia, the Jews made insurrection with one accord against Paul, and brought him to the judgment seat, saying, This fellow persuaded men to worship God contrary to the law. And when Paul was now about to open his mouth, Gallio said unto the Jews, If it were a matter of wrong or wicked lewdness, O ye Jews, reason would that I would bear with you. But if it is a question of words and names and of your law, look to it yourselves, for I will no longer judge such matters. And he drave them from the judgment seat. And then all the Greeks took Sothenes, the chief ruler of the synagogue, and beat him before the judgment seat. And Gallio cared for none of those things. And Paul, after this, tarried there a good while, and then took his leave of the brethren and sailed thence to Syria, and with Priscilla and Aquila, having shorn his head in Centre, for he had a vow. And he came to Ephesus and left them there, but he himself entered into the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews. And then they desired him to tarry a longer time with them, and he consented not, but bade them farewell, saying, I must by all means keep this feast that cometh into Jerusalem, but I will return again unto you if God wills. And he sailed from Ephesus. And when he had landed at Caesarea and gone up and saluted the church, he went down to Antioch. And after he had spent some time there, he departed and went over all the country of Galatia and Phrygia in order, strengthening all the disciples. And a certain Jew named Apollos, born of Alexandria, an eloquent man, and mighty in the scriptures, came to Ephesus. And this man was instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in the spirit, he spake and taught diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto him and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. And when he was disposed to pass into Achaia, the brethren wrote, exhorting the disciples to receive him, who, when he would come, helped them much and had believed through grace. For he mightily convinced the Jews that publicly showing by the scriptures that Jesus was the Christ. That was Acts 18. Let's move on over to Jeremiah 27. Jeremiah 27 today. Jeremiah 27. In the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, Thus saith the Lord to me, Make thee bonds and yokes, and put them upon thy neck, and send them to the king of Edom, and the king of Moab, and to the king of the Ammonites, and the king of Tyrus, and the king of Zidon, by the hand of the messengers which came to Jerusalem, unto Zedekiah, king of Judah. And command them to say to their masters, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Thus shall ye say unto your masters, I have made the earth, the man and the beasts that are upon the ground, and by my great power and my outstretched arm, and have given it unto whom it seemed meet unto me. And now have I given all these lands into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and the beasts of the field have I also given him to serve. And all the nations shall serve him, and his son's son, until the very time of his hand come. And then many nations and great kings shall serve themselves of him. And it shall come to pass that the nation and the kingdom which will not serve the same Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, and that will not put their neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon, the nation will I punish, saith the Lord, and with the sword, and with famine, and with pestilence, until I have consumed them by his hand. And therefore hearken not ye to your prophets, nor to your diviners, nor to your dreamers, nor to your enchanters, nor to your sorcerers, which speak unto you, saying, Ye shall not serve the king of Babylon, for they prophesy a lie unto you, to remove you far from your land, and that I should drive you out, and ye should perish. But the nation that bring their neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon and serve him, those I will remain still in their own land, saith the Lord, and they shall till it and dwell therein. I spake unto Zedekiah, king of Judah, according to all those words, saying, Bring your necks under the yoke of the king of Babylon and serve him and his people and live. And why will you die, thou and thy people, by the sword, by the famine, and by pestilence, as the Lord hath spoken against the nation that will not serve the king of Babylon? And therefore hearken not unto the words of the prophet that you speak unto you, saying, You shall not serve the king of Babylon, for they prophesy a lie unto you. For I have not sent them, saith the Lord, and yet they prophesy a lie in my name, that I might drive you out, and that you might perish, ye and the prophets and the prophecies unto you. Also I spake to the priests and to all this people, saying, Thus saith the Lord, hearken not to the words of your prophets that prophesy unto you, saying, Behold, the vessel of the Lord's house shall now shortly be brought again from Babylon, for they prophesy a lie unto you. Hearken not unto them, and serve the king of Babylon, and live. And wherefore should this city be laid waste? But if they be prophets, and if the word of the Lord be with them, let them now make intercession of the Lord of hosts, that the vessels which are left in the house of the Lord, and in the house of the king of Judah in Jerusalem, go not to Babylon. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, concerning the pillars, and concerning the sea, and concerning the bases, and concerning the residue of the vessels that remain in the city, which Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon took not, when he carried away captive Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, from Jerusalem to Babylon, and all the nobles of Judah and Jerusalem. And thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, concerning the vessels that remain in the house of the Lord, in the house of the king of Judah in Jerusalem, they shall be carried to Babylon, and there shall they be until that day that I visited them, saith the Lord. And then I will bring them up and restore them to this place. That was Jeremiah chapter 27. Let's move on over to our final reading today, Mark 13 today. Mark 13. Mark 13. And as he went out of the temple, one of the disciples saith unto him, Master, see what manner of stones and what buildings are here. And Jesus answered, said unto him, See thou these great buildings? There shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon Mount of Olives over against the temple, Peter, James, and John, and Andrew asked him privately, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of when all these things shall be fulfilled? And Jesus, answering them, began to say, Take heed, lest any man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And when ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, be ye not troubled, for such things must need be, but the end shall not be yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be earthquakes in diverse places, and there shall be famines and troubles. These are the beginning of sorrow. But take heed to yourselves, for they shall deliver you up to the councils and to the synagogues, and ye shall be beaten, and ye shall be brought before rulers and kings for my name's sake, for a testimony against them. And the gospel must first be published among all the nations. But when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what ye shall speak, neither do ye premeditate, but whatsoever shall be given you in that hour that ye speak of, for it is not ye that speak, but the Holy Ghost. Now the brother shall fall prey to brother to death, and the father to the son, and the children shall rise up against their parents, and shall cause them to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that shall endure until the end, that same shall be saved. But when ye shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing where it ought not, let him that readeth understand. Then let them that be in Judea flee to the mountains, and let him that is on the housetop not go down into the house, neither enter therein to take anything out of the house. And let him that is in the field not turn back again to take up his garment. But woe to them that are with child in those days, and them that give suck in those days. And pray ye that your flight be not in winter. For in those days shall be affliction, such as was not from the beginning of the creation, which God created unto this time, and neither shall be. And except that the Lord had shortened these days, no flesh should be saved. But for the elect's sake, whom he hath chosen, he hath shortened those days. And if any man shall say to you, Lo, here is the Christ, or Lo, he is there, believe him not. For false Christs and false prophets shall rise up and show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. But take ye heed, behold, I have foretold you all these things. But in those days after the tribulation, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken, and then they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then shall he send his angels, and shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the uttermost parts of the earth to the uttermost parts of the heaven. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When a branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know the summer is near. And so ye, in like manner, when ye shall see these things come to pass, know that it is nigh, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you that this generation shall not pass till all these things be done. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. And take ye heed, watch and pray, for ye know not when the time is. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. And watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. Well, amen. That was our reading today for July 31st, 2022, the Lord's Day. Just as a reminder, today we have a very exciting day, as a matter of fact. We have baptism at 10:30 today. We've got two who are coming for baptism, and so you will not want to miss that. The gospel will be presented. We're going to talk about what baptism is and what it is not. And so it'd be a very informative sermon today for you or for somebody that might want to know more about the concept of baptism. But that said, it's an exciting day overall, and so we're just looking forward to that. And then also be in prayer this coming week for our VBS ministry. Can't wait for that. But if you haven't already done so, leave a comment or a reaction to this video. I'll be sure to mark that off. But thank you all so much for joining me. Let's start our Lord's Day with a word of prayer. Lord in heaven, thank you so much for another day that you've given to us. Lord, I pray, God, that you would just be with us today and help us, Lord, to honor you. Pray for those coming for baptism, that you would just help us, Lord, to be encouraged by their testimony. Encourage, Lord, as we dunk them under the water and follow that great ordinance, Lord, that you have instructed us. Lord, we love you, and we do indeed give you this time in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Bye, everybody. See you in a little bit.